I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Well, you've seen them across the St. Louis region, those four-foot fiberglass birthday cakes that were created by local artists to celebrate the 250th anniversary of St. Louis's founding. Well, later in the hour, we're going to meet a woman from New Baden, Illinois, who decided to drive hundreds of miles to photograph all 250 birthday cakes. It's quite a story. And we'll examine the popularity of yoga in the region. Sessions are being held everywhere in diverse places like breweries and under the Gateway Arch. Now, if you're wondering what you're hearing in the background here, the Society for the Preservation and Advancement of the Harmonica, SPA, that's S-P-A-H, is holding its national convention in St. Louis for the second year in a row. The five-day event wraps up tomorrow. Mark Olesnicki is a member of the Gateway Harmonica Club in St. Louis and here for the convention. From Southern California, two men playing right now, the Sardo brothers, Tony and Phil.
I don't need this.
That's the Sardo brothers, Tony and Phil. Tony,
they said TV. I didn't know they said radio. I thought it was TV, they told me. I put on my good shirt and everything.
Phil, is he always like this? Or
every time. Every time. I'm used to it by now.
I want to mention, too, Tony has the guitar, too. That's great, guys.
Thank you.
Make some
much.
Great music for
Thank you for having us on the show. Seriously.
I'm not sure whether you're serious or not.
usually I'm not.
Mark Olesnicki, the Gateway Harmonica Club, gee whiz, you have played with the St. Louis Symphony Pops Orchestra, the group. You even performed the national anthem for the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Explain your club's motto.
Well, have a harmonica, we'll travel. It's one of our mottos, basically.
What does that mean to you?
It means that we do gigs about 25 a year in nursing homes, clubs, schools. We do parades. We do the ballpark. And we earn a modest fee from them, most of which goes to charity after paying our expenses. We're one of the largest harmonica bands in the country and successful locally.
So is it a big deal to have this national convention here?
It sure is. They're trying to keep part of the preservation part of SPA is preservation of chord and rhythm harmonica playing, which we do with the band. It's kind of a unique approach to it.
Well, let's talk to Tony and Phil for a minute. It's unavoidable, I think. You guys are...
I'm waiting for you, Steve. I'm waiting.
You guys are originally from Boston, but you've been living in Southern California for a long time.
59 years in California.
59
now.
Years.
Southern California.
What's the harmonica scene like in Southern California?
Well, it's fantastic. They play a lot of country music in California. They play a lot of blues. Maybe not as much as St. Louis, though. St. Louis has the greatest blues in the country. But... they play really everything. Harmonica's it's in the put in the movies and in TV and your background, and it's very popular.
Really, harmonica works with all types of music, right? Even it's used in rock and roll. I even read somewhere someone was doing classical music with a harmonica, as strange as that sounds.
It's very big. Classical music is very big. Willie Berger and Stan Hopper is fabulous.
Did you guys start as kids?
Yes.
Yes.
I played, this is not a joke, I played the harmonica in the radio the first time I was 10 years old. I've only done one gig, though, in my life. I did one in Burbank at the American Legion. I didn't get paid, but I did one gig. But I have a short resume. It's on one page, but I have it. It's framed at home. It's nice. And tell them some more, Phil.
Is there more, Phil?
What can I say after Paul? You can't follow Tony. I mean, after all, you know.
Mark, you've only played for a couple of years. How did you get into it?
About 3 years. A little bit of musical background. I played piano as a child. I was always interested in music. And I'd see harmonicas in cases of the music stores and thought, gee, one of these days I have to get one. Finally, right after my 66th birthday 3 years ago, I bought myself one and started playing.
That makes me think, isn't one of the things about playing the harmonica, there's the music, of course, but there's also a big like fellowship component and meeting people and getting together with people.
There's a big fellowship. That's one of the reasons why we go to SPA. I've been going now, this is my 12th year. Phil's gone longer than I have. And it's great. You meet a lot of the same people. You get in circles with 15, 20 people. You play everything from Home in the Range to classical stuff. And you just have a great time. Play some blues. Just have fun. And it's wonderful.
Well, what would you like to do for us now?
I only know one song, and I did it. Say something about the harmonica?
Yes, you may.
I mean, you know, I'm kind of a quiet guy. You know what I mean? I basically, I don't really talk that much. You know what I mean?
I picked up on that right away.
Yeah, thank you. But anyways, by the way, this is a beautiful studio. When we walked in, they gave us a lollipop when we walked in, which is kind of a big thing because the last place gave us water, which is worth nothing. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, seriously, there's something fascinating about a harmonica because people have asked me through the years. I've been on other radio shows. Says, Tony, why do so many people play harmonica? Kids play it, elderly, everyone wants to play harmonica, rocks. I said, I think it's probably the only instrument that I can think of that when you play it, you inhale it. And you actually inhale the music. The music actually goes right into between your ears, I mean up into the brain. When you go blow in, you know, that goes right up and vibrates. And I think...
You know, that explains a lot.
Yes, it does.
That's
yeah.
Right. Exactly my sentiments.
You know, he finally got me. I've been with 14 disc jockeys and Steve gets me.
You know, it looks like a really simple instrument. Is it as simple as it looks? I think there are only three basic components to a harmonica, right?
Yes, I can tell one thing. Simple people can play it.
No, it's actually, the truth is about the harmonica, and Mark will agree, the truth of the matter is when you get to be a 64 chromatic player, which is 64 chromatic is the same as having a piano, Phil is holding one, that is a very complex instrument to play, and it's got flats and sharps, and you have to be an accomplished musician to play a chromatic harmonica well, and that is the truth. That doesn't mean people can't.
Well, people like Mark picked one up, you know, later in life, and
yeah. But just... have you heard Mark play though?
Well, listen, you guys were kind enough to bring one, and I don't know anything about a harmonica. What can you?
A simple diatonic is easy to play, very easy.
See, I don't know. Do you exhale? Do you inhale? That shows you how much I know.
You simply,
and you basically the first thing to do is to purse your lips. They say like kissing your grandmother. Put your lips around.
There's no
it.
Kissing. What's the kissing? No. My grandmother died 30 years ago. What's with the kissing? I don't understand the kissing.
Firmly around the harp, as we call it.
Now tell me what to do.
Just center it on number 5 there. Hopefully you have the numbers up.
Oh, there are numbers on this?
Yes. Make sure the numbers are up.
You can use your fingers, Steve, by the way. That's the 5.
Oh, I see.
Yes. It's a little hard to see. Okay, so you have the numbers up right in the center of it.
5's in the middle.
Should we try home in the range?
So I just blow into it, right?
Yeah.
I'm not making any noise.
You only have to wrap your lips more. Get it deep in your mouth.
There.
That's okay. That's okay.
There.
Multiple tone is okay when you're starting out.
Yeah, that's it.
So what's my next step?
Inhale.
So you make the sound exhaling and inhaling.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the unique thing about the harmonica.
So it's not the same sound. Let me exhale and inhale and see what the difference is.
Yes, same note.
Yeah. That's exhaling. Inhaling. Oh,
well,
I see.
Good, you know, he's good, really. Are you available to go on the road with us next week?
That was... after this show, I probably will be.
This is a big show. Where are we here? What are the letters here? Does this station have letters?
This is
K what?
WMU. But we go by St. Louis Public Radio. But that's
it's K-W-M-U? K-W-M-U.
You know, some little fun facts that I found out when I was preparing for this. Although I don't think I prepared enough. Abraham Lincoln was known to carry a harmonica. They're very common with soldiers on both sides of the Civil War. How much do we know about the history of the harmonica?
Harmonica was invented about 5,000 years ago by the Chinese.
5,000?
That's right. It was first invented by, then they modernized it. It wasn't actually, they called it a shen, but then it was modernized and inventor, I think his name was Buckman, and he invented it about 1820. And by about 1821, 25, then the factory started open up and they started manufacturing and became very popular. And it became most popular in 1920. They used to actually issue them to the soldiers. They would issue harmonicas to the soldiers because it would pick up the morale, and that's truth. And it was most popular in the 20s. It has fallen off with popularity, but with the rock and the blues now coming in, it's getting very, very popular all over again. So right now, it's really doing well.
Now, what you brought me, the harmonica that I just demonstrated, looks like a very simple one compared to the one that you gentlemen have, which are much larger and looks more complex. So there's a wide variety, are there?
Yes, what you're talking about is a basic 10-hole diatonic harmonica, and it was the original one mass-produced. It's got some peculiarities that lend itself to blues on the lower end, melodies on the top end.
Okay, now you taught me how to exhale and inhale. There's no way I could play a tune on this now, though, right?
So. With a little help, yes, I think we could.
Right. Do you want to try or to tell me or not?
Can you blow it and I'll do that. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do a song. It's a talk radio show. You know what I mean?
I can't do it without laughing.
It was very good, actually, for your first time, Steve.
You think great. So? You're just saying that.
No, it was. Seriously, it was
great.
It was great.
Well, before I lose track of this, let's just talk real briefly about the convention. It's been on for a few days. You're actually wrapping up tomorrow. You've had a lot of activities. Some are open to the public. What have you done so far?
We've had a lot of seminars and workshops for the members and had a lot of fun. We've also had a kids harmonica session, which was just this morning. We had about 50 or 60 children in to learn to play the harmonica. They got a free harmonica, free lunch, marched around after that. We had a concert Wednesday night that was open to the public. But
You did something this morning with kids, right?
Yes, that was the kids harmonica
session this morning. Program that's going
that was, right. That's yeah. just about wrapping up now.
And tomorrow there's an opportunity for the public, and I think no tickets are required. Tell me about that,
the Country Gospel Show. The public is invited to our Country Gospel Show at the Convention Hotel, which is the Renaissance St. Louis Airport Hotel on Natural Bridge Road, right down the street from the airport. It runs from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. No tickets are necessary. Just come in. If you have a very large group, just get in contact with us or let us know, and we'll try to seat you together.
Yeah, and we'll have all that information on the Cityscape page at stlpublicradio.org. Phil and Tony, you said you go to a lot of conventions, and there are some all over the world. I know there's a World Festival in Germany. Where have you been? Where are some of the great places to go?
St. Louis.
Really?
That's a great place to go.
I never know when he's kidding.
We've been to quite a few conventions. But the ones I've been to have been in the United States, though. We've been to Texas. We've been to Green Bay, Wisconsin. We've been to Sacramento, Virginia Beach. Great places.
Do they play the harmonica the same way everywhere you go? Are there regional differences at all or that you pick up on?
No, other than there is.
Ireland plays a certain style in Ireland. They kind of have a... And there are certain areas that they play, like St. Louis plays a lot of blues.
Right.
You get Chicago... And you get Philadelphia, those places like that there. And then you get more chromatic players like the old Peggle My Heart guys. You know, you play the harmonicats and all that. You get the real chromatic players, serious, great chromatic players. And we have a lot of them at Spar. If anybody wants to come down to the hotel and hear some of the best harmonic players in the world, they're there.
Well, let's talk about that. Now, some of this is open to the public and some not. So speaking to the general public, coming down to the hotel, can they come down any time?
Actually, you can. You can come and wander the halls. You need a registration to take in a class or a seminar. But there are people playing open mic in the cocktail lounge all day. There are groups playing in the corners of the halls. So you can hear some great playing just by walking in the place.
That's the Renaissance St. Louis Airport Hotel on Natural Bridge Road, by the way, if we didn't mention that. Are there well-known harmonica players? Who is a famous harmonica player?
Toots Thielemans. We missed his name before. Toots is probably the greatest. He just retired at the age of 90.
Norton Buffalo was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Norton Buffalo played everything, played diatonic. And also Charlie McCoy. Charlie McCoy plays what you have in your hand, a diatonic. And he is such a great player. He can bend. I hope I don't get too technical here. But he can actually bend a note with his breath. He can bend a note to the half note. And if he plays a song, the half notes are like the black keys on a piano. And he can bend that note that if you hear him play, you think he has a chromatic. That's how good he is.
Isn't it true, though, someone like me,
Charlie McCoy.
Isn't it true someone like me with no musical talent at all maybe can pull this off? Now, you can't say that about every instrument. I couldn't take a violin and fake it.
Right.
Correct. Correct. That's true. You could do quite a bit with this. You could actually, after a week or two, you could play with a blues or rock band and just play a couple single notes. And
after a week or two?
I would say it's possible. Not to denigrate the blues and rock bands, but the accompaniment, not the solo harmonica, but just the accompaniment is pretty easy.
I think it's one of the easiest instruments a person can learn to play seriously. Now, to play it accomplished, play it well, like I do, probably takes about 300 or 400 years. But the average person, you can actually learn it very fast, and it's a great instrument.
So this just occurred to me. Is there a Harmonica Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
There should be.
Okay. Maybe not. Well, would you do another piece for us?
And
let me throw out an idea to you. Do you do any types of music that might surprise us with the harmonica?
We do. My brother Phil and I, seriously, we do all kinds of music. We do things from the 40s. I'll do some stuff real fast. How about if I do a couple little quickies?
Yeah.
And if people want to hear some. Johnny Cash. Spiritual. Just a few.
I like.
That's my favorite so far.
Thank you for asking. Thank you.
Flatten beats.
Allow me to play. I really appreciate it.
How often do you play?
I just play all the time.
I have a feeling. I just imagine you sitting around home by yourself doing this.
He does. He does. Before he eats breakfast, during breakfast, and after breakfast.
No,
and
I
that's the same with lunch.
I try to play every day, seriously. And I've been playing for over 60 years, and I'm not that good. Don't get me wrong. There's players down there at Spa that can outplay me 10-1. But what I play, what I do well what I do, and I enjoy it. I play a lot. I think to play any instrument good, if you don't play 20 to 30 hours a week, you're not going to get any
better. After the convention here in St. Louis, what's next for you guys? Are you headed to another one?
I'm heading back to Burbank. I have another gig. And,
are you getting paid?
Not getting paid, okay. By the way, but
Well, it's the National Harmonica Convention. It's being held right now in St. Louis. And you can drop by the Renaissance St. Louis Airport Hotel on Natural Bridge anytime, today or tomorrow, and see something. But tomorrow, again, Mark, there's a gospel country show at 10 a.m., and people can just show up for that. You don't need tickets or anything, right?
And if you're interested in learning to play the harmonica, get in touch with us at the Gateway Harmonica Club on the Internet.
All that will be on the Cityscape page. Yeah, what are the opportunities here locally for people? Can someone just show up and start?
We have meetings every Tuesday night. We have lessons starting at 6 p.m. most Tuesdays. Give us a call or check us out on the Internet first. We also hold classes at the local community college and colleges and the Parkway School.
How about one more short one?
Something by Mickey Rooney. Here we go. Pretty, huh? You know, Engelbert Humperdinck.
You got in the middle of my song.
It's such a pretty song.
Hey,
I got it stuck.
I think I have a new hobby. I want to thank you guys so much. The Sardo brothers, Tony and Phil, they're from Southern California here for the National Convention. And Mark Olesnicki of the Gateway Harmonica Club. I can't even talk now. Thank you so much for being here,
Steve,
though.
Thank you for having us, Steve. Thank you so much.
Very much.
Thank you for putting up with me. Phil and Mark were very nice, but thank you for putting up with me. I want to thank the engineer for helping me. He actually tuned my guitar for me. Now, that's how good of a musician he's got to be. But thank you with your help.
I can't see what we're going to do next week. All right. Coming up next on Cityscape, photographing St. Louis's birthday cakes. This is St. Louis Public Radio.